doesn't go there.
I know. I usually pick
it up there. Squash.
Okay. I say if you left an apple out telepathic. If you left an apple out in the sun, it would dry up and
shrivel.
Mm-hmm. And a leafy vegetable that grows in hands.
Cabbage.
Mm-hmm. You would say you like these
cabbages.
And talking about the size, you'd say that these something big.
Cabbages are big.
What about different types of beans? Do you know about?
Well, butter beans. Lima bean is more or less the same thing as butter bean. Some people use lima bean to mean only the very large ones. And the very large ones I would probably call lima beans. But butter beans are much nicer. Let's see, then for the type of bean that you don't have to shell, those would be, well, my name in growing up would be string beans for all of them. But in buying groceries, I have learned that there are pole beans and green beans. Pole beans are better, they're bigger, have a better flavor.
Well, if you bought a lot of those, butter beans, let's say, mm-hmm. You'd have to do what to them?
You'd have to shell them. I might also say that I've heard them called snap beans, which, I mean, the string pole green variety of bean, mm-hmm. meaning the same thing.
Mm-hmm. What about if you cut off the tops of turnips? You say you're making a mess of what?
I wouldn't say a mess of, I would say greens, mm-hmm. turnip greens.
Are there any other types of greens?
There are mustard greens. There are collard greens.
Say if you wanted to get your...
Oh, I don't think I'd say collard greens. I think I'd just say collards.
If you wanted me to go to the store to get some lettuce, you asked me to go to the store and get two...
Heads of lettuce.
What about talking about a number of boys and girls, two boys, three girls? You'd say that a man has so many...
Children.
Mm. Do you ever say heads of children?
Not heads of children, heads of stock, okay. But not heads of children.
Okay. We're talking about a lot of children. Let's say five boys, five girls. You said that man had a whole children.
Bunch was the word that came into my mind.
Well, I want you to pronounce.
Oh, you want me to pronounce it? Well, passel then, but I don't think I'd use it.
Talking about an ear of corn, the outside covering, you call that?
Shuck.
What about the part that grows out on top? That's the
tassel.
And the stringy stuff?
Silk.
What about corn that's tender enough to eat right off the cob?
I really only know one type of corn, which I would just call corn. I would say corn on the cob if it were prepared that way. In England, I would say sweet corn.
Not for me with roasted.
No.
And what about the thing that you make a jack-o'-lantern out of?
Pumpkin.
What about different types of melons? You know about?
Well, watermelon, of course. And honeydew melon. Cantaloupe. I don't really think of cantaloupe as being a type of melon because it doesn't have melon in the name, but it's in the same family. Hmm. Those may be the only kinds that I see regularly.
As far as you know, is there any way of telling what color meat a watermelon has without cutting it?
I never saw a watermelon that didn't have red meat.
What about these things? Sometimes they grow wild in your yard, make the woods look like a little umbrella open.
Mushroom.
Is there a variety